This is Attention Talk Radio, your ADHD information station, part of Attention Talk Network. Its sister stations include Attention Talk Video, your ADHD talk show station, our subscription-based newsletter, Attention Talk News, your ADHD news source. Each media channel can be accessed at their respective URLs, attentiontalkradio.com, attentiontalkvideo.com, and attentiontalknews.com. Keep up with all the media channels on our Facebook page, found at facebook.com/attentiontalkradio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everybody, to this special edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, ADHD and Attention Coach Jeff Copper. This is a special edition. We're here today to talk about the 2014 Transition Conference from High School to Higher Education. And this show is a little different from what we normally do. Really, we're here to highlight this particular conference that's going to be held in January 2014 down in Boca Raton. And with us in our virtual studios is Ashley Fowles, who's the conference chair and who works at Lynn University. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Jeff, for having me. Really appreciate it.
I'm really, really very kind of excited about this. Can you tell us about the Transition Conference?
Of course. Transition 2014 will actually be our fifth annual conference of this kind. It came into inception in 2010 when really there weren't a lot of players in the field, and we decided it was important to have this platform where everybody could get together and really talk about helping high school students make that transition to higher education and really just discuss what the main topics were and how to get the right assistance and the right channels.
It's interesting to me. I've interviewed a lot of experts over the years, and the one thing about that transition from high school to college is one of the most profound changes of life. And I think it's great to have a conference that's really focused on there. I mean, so much happens. You know, people are moving. They're changing maybe from a pediatrician to a regular doctor. They're moving from legal system, from the juvenile justice system to the regular one, making that transition from home to getting out to actually doing things on their own. So much happens there. I just think it's great that you guys are having a conference focused on that for these people. Can you tell us, everybody, what they should expect if they attend the conference?
Sure. I mean, really, to give you a bit of an overall, those that are attending the conference range anywhere from guidance counselors, principals, to headmasters, special education teachers, consultants, and then we have a lot of parents and students that attend every year. And it's just a one-day conference. It's filled pack of speakers. We have over 16 speakers this year. There's 21 different sessions to attend throughout the day, ranging in topics from, you know, the legal aspect to technology. We always have Apple. We have coaching, self-determination, and, of course, we're happy to have you come and speak and share your expertise as well.
My expertise is really a culmination of interviewing all the experts. I'm like a one-stop shop. I'm real excited about. I know I have a couple presentations in it, and I'm going to be sharing a lot of tidbits that I've learned from the experts actually interviewing on this show. For people who want more information, can you let our listeners know where they can get additional information and how to sign up?
We direct everybody to our website, which is www.lynn.edu/transitions. And on that website, you can find the full roster of speakers, what topics they'll be speaking on, and then all the additional information about registration.
Real quickly, can you tell us a little bit about some of the speakers that will be presenting?
Sure. Of course, we have yourself. We've got the wonderful Dr. Russell Barkley. He'll be our keynote speaker starting off the day. We've also got Patricia Quinn up from Washington, who will be coming down and joining us again. We've got heavy hitters like Robert Tedesco, David Noel, speakers from Apple. We've got Cesar Marino and a couple of local experts as well that we're getting in for the day.
I'm actually kind of excited about going down there myself because, Rob Tedisco, David Now, Dr. Barkley, Dr. Quinn, all of those have been people that are frequent flyers on Attention Talk Radio. We've interviewed multiple times, so I'm anxious to kind of go down just to meet with them and hear them speak. Today, as a part of today, we also wanted to kind of preview, Dr. Barkley is giving the keynote presentation in the morning, and Dr. Barkley is a world-renowned authority on attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, having spent his entire professional career studying the diagnosis, assessment, and management. And we actually have Dr. Barkley on hand to talk a little bit about his presentation. Dr. Barkley, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks a lot, Jeff. I appreciate it. Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Hi. How's it going, Dr. Barkley?
It's going very well. Thank you for asking.
Dr. Barkley, can you tell us a little bit about what you'll be speaking about in your keynote address?
Yes, I'd be glad to. First of all, I'm going to be giving three different addresses at the Transition Conference, but the keynote is going to be on ADHD and its relationship to self-regulation and, of course, the important role that executive functioning plays in both of these. And then I'll be not only talking about the nature of those problems with self-control and executive functioning, but also the implications for management, much like I've done on your program before, Jeff.
Yep, absolutely. You know, so you're going to focus on self-regulation on that, and then the breakout sessions, your topics for those?
Well, on the first breakout session, I'm going to be talking about the discovery of this second attention disorder that's receiving increasing attention in the research literature, even though it hasn't yet been recognized formally in any sort of DSM or other taxonomy of mental disorders. And while researchers call it sluggish cognitive tempo, I've been pressing lately to change that name to concentration deficit disorder for a couple reasons, not the least of which it's a rather offensive or pejorative term, we need to change that so that it doesn't give offense to people. But also importantly, sluggish cognitive tempo implies that we know what's going wrong mentally in the cognitive functioning of these people, and we really don't. So I'll be talking about this concentration deficit disorder that's got so much attention going on and how it both overlaps with but is distinct from the problem seen in ADHD.
Well, I have to tell you, I'm anxious to hear you speak on these again. I've heard you kind of cover these topics, and I'll tell you honestly, Dr. Barkley, it's really changed the way I coach. And the outcomes, the notion that ADHD is a self-regulation issue so changes the game for me, and that emotion is very much a part of it. I find myself time and time again not so much looking at where those with ADHD have a deficit of attention, but realizing they have difficulties engaging in some areas, and actually in other areas I find that their issue is not engaging their attention. Many times it's stopping, which kind of explains why a kid with ADHD might play computer games. It's not engaging. It's actually stopping that particular behavior. It's just kind of fascinating that we're adults who might get on the internet and kind of surfing. And so when you begin to look at it, is that to me what's amazing is the structures and the solutions really kind of change based on that. And the other thing too that's been powerful for me in my learning from you is how much emotion's a part of ADHD. And more and more and more, I notice that in my coaching and consciously focus with people on managing or regulating their emotions as much as they regulate their attention. So I know that I've learned a ton from you. I know in my presentations I'll be actually referring to these types of things overtly and inadvertently in some of the stuff that I'll be kind of covering. But
sure.
It's fascinating. Any particular insights on some of the stuff that you'd like to tease our crowd with a little bit?
Well, obviously, when we talk about the second attention disorder in my second presentation, I find that to be the one that's probably the most eye-opening to people because they've been calling these people a type of ADHD or ADD, only to find out from all of this new research that this is quite unique, that the correlates of the disorder are very different, that the outcomes of these people are going to be different, that they're just as impaired in some domains, but quite uniquely impaired in others. For instance, in their socializing, they tend to be rather shy, withdrawn, reticent individuals. They have higher rates of depression and anxiety than ADHD individuals do, and so on. So I find that of all of these is the one that most people have just never heard of, whereas, as you know, executive functioning is becoming quite the fashionable term these days to talk about. And also in talking about emotion, I'm finding more and more people are beginning to acknowledge that because of all the work that's gone on in the research the past few years. But this idea that we have discovered a second attention disorder, I think catches people off guard and really serves to forewarn them that there's this growing body of scientific literature that they need to be aware of, even if they're not hearing this as a formal diagnosis.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember listening to intensely with this on your presentation in San Francisco, and if I recall correctly, that some of the treatments or some of the medications, if they've got this second attention disorder, doesn't necessarily work as well for them. Did I hear that right when I was in your presentation?
Well, you did, but that's true for the stimulants, because up until when I gave that presentation a year and a half to 2 years ago, whenever that was, all that had been studied was were the stimulants. And although they're not harmful, they certainly don't appear to be as beneficial for people with SCT as they are for people with ADHD. On the other hand, there was a study just presented about a year ago that shows that atomoxetine might be just as useful for SCT as it is for ADHD. At least that's the initial upshot of the study. So we need to do a lot more research on interventions for SCT, but your point is well taken. What we're learning is that the treatments that work for one disorder, ADHD, are not automatically to be assumed to be just as effective for the other disorder. And in fact, it may turn out that treatments for SCT will be the ones that didn't work for ADHD, like cognitive behavioral therapy with children, which failed miserably for ADHD children, may turn out to actually be a useful intervention for SCT. We don't know that yet, but there are certainly some indications that that might be the case. So there's going to be lots covered in the presentations at Transitions, and I want to, again, as you have done, encourage people to attend this program if they have the time and resources to do so.
I couldn't agree with you more. You need to go, everybody. The one thing I've always stated for years, if the obvious solution isn't working, you're paying attention to the wrong thing. And Dr. Barkley, again, in my practice in work in coaching people, the notion of paying attention to ADHD as a self-regulation issue, not a deficit of attention, has changed the game and the outcomes that I've seen. Noticing that emotions is as much a part of ADHD as attention, again, changes the game, has improved the outcomes in the people that I work with. And the notion of the second attention disorder, noting that there might be something different here, I think is really, really powerful, because if we make that shift and some of this is right, then finally we're paying attention to the right thing, and there's a good chance we can help those people. So if you can get to this conference, trust me, you need to go.
Thanks for saying so, Jeff. I appreciate that.
From Lynn University side, we're looking forward. It's actually 3 months to the day, so all of you convene in Boca Raton, Florida. So thanks to you both.
Which, by the way, is a great place to be that time of year.
Absolutely. So great content, a great location. We can guarantee good weather. So Dr. Barkley, thanks for coming on and sharing what you'll be speaking of. Ashley, any final comments or anything before we wrap this up?
Just really to thank everybody that will be attending. This is always a sold-out conference year after year. That's why we keep hosting it. So head off to the website, lynn.edu/transitions, to get more information.
And you're expecting, I think you had 700 attendees last year, so it's a good-sized event, right?
Yes, it is. We have over 700 attendees from numerous different states and different countries all convene on one day.
All right. So with that, Dr. Barkley, thanks for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Ashley, thanks for giving us a heads up on this. And everybody out there, if you can make it, check it out. Boca Raton, Florida, Lynn University. Go to lynn.edu/transitions. With that, thank you very much for coming on the show, guys.
Thanks, Jeff.
Be well.
Bye, Dr. Barkley.
Bye now.